Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're diving into some substantial shifts across the technology landscape, with a strong focus on security, performance, and the ever-growing influence of AI and open source communities. Let's begin with kernel security, where recent discussions have highlighted the particular risks inherent to the 64-bit architecture's direct kernel memory mapping. For those unfamiliar, the direct map gives the kernel near unrestricted access to all physical memory. Great for speed, but it comes at a cost, namely potential security exposures. Over the past week, developers examined two new patch sets aimed at excluding select memory pages from the kernel's direct map, effectively reducing surface areas for attacks that exploit these privileges. Early benchmarks show promise, balancing robust security improvements with minimal performance overhead, a pivotal consideration for production environments. As the kernel community continues to iterate, this reflects a wider industry push, protecting systems without impeding the innovation that direct memory access can afford developers. Next up is hardware, and it's big news for creators and those in AI or high-performance computing. Intel just dropped its Arc Pro B70 and B65 GPUs. The flagship B70 is packing 32Xe cores and a massive 32GB of GDDR6 memory, all running at 230 watts. Quite a behemoth, aimed at heavy professional use. Intel's launching these GPUs at a competitive $949 price point, squaring up against Nvidia and AMD for AI inference, content creation, and enterprise graphics. Users in data science, visual effects, and machine learning pipelines now have more choices tailored for demanding workloads, further democratizing access to high-performance compute infrastructure. Staying on the subject of the kernel, another critical development this week is the release of 5 new stable kernel versions, which patch significant bugs and introduce performance tweaks. All users, especially those running production systems, are urged to update as soon as possible, reinforcing that regular maintenance is still one of the best security practices there is. Speaking of security, Linux distributions have rolled out essential updates, targeting vulnerabilities in widely used packages like Chromium and Perl. Debian, Fedora, and Red Hat have all published advisories. Their patch cycles address active risks in the threat landscape. For desktop and enterprise users alike, promptly applying these updates means significantly lowering the risk of exploitation, especially in software that's frequently targeted by attackers. Beyond security, open source productivity software is also stepping up. FreeCAD 1.1 is officially here, and it's a substantial enhancement for everyone from hobbyists to professional engineers. One standout feature is the new transparent part design previews, letting designers iterate with greater accuracy and intuitive visual feedback throughout their modeling process. Updates to the assembly and finite element method modules add more advanced capabilities, while under-the-hood optimizations keep the interface slick and responsive, even with intricate projects. This release rounds out FreeCAD as a more complete alternative to expensive proprietary CAD tools, fueling both professional and educational projects worldwide. Turning to cloud-native tech, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation has accepted Hygris as its latest sandbox project, focusing on cloud-native API gateway solutions. Hygris's architecture is designed for cloud and AI workloads, helping organizations securely handle complex routing, traffic control, and application-level policies at scale. By joining the CNCF, Hygris will benefit from increased transparency, open governance, and community-driven improvements, all crucial for projects providing mission-critical infrastructure. On the regulatory and ethical side of open source, Garuda Linux made news by publicly opposing the implementation of age verification measures, calling them antithetical to open source principles. Their stance brings the debate on regulatory compliance versus foundational open source values to the community's forefront, while Arch Linux has yet to take a public position on the topic. This development shines a light on the challenges that legal and regulatory frameworks pose for free software projects, fueling ongoing discussions across development communities. On the hardware innovation front, HP's Imagine 2026 event revealed a raft of new AI-powered PCs and Zed workstations, positioning them as platforms for next-generation creative and analytical work. Meanwhile, smartphone makers like Vivo continue to expand their market presence with value-oriented models such as the Y21 and Y11, especially in rapidly growing regions like India. These launches demonstrate how the hardware ecosystem is evolving, not just in raw power, but also by integrating AI capabilities in mainstream platforms. Keeping with cloud-native innovation, the CNCF onboarded 21 new Silver members this week, another sign of Kubernetes and its ecosystem's unstoppable growth. Many of these organizations are bringing fresh solutions focused on security, observability, and infrastructure, essential ingredients for deploying AI at scale. As more companies leverage Kubernetes in production, we're seeing an influx of new tooling designed specifically to automate and optimize processes for cloud-native workloads. On the virtualization front, Kubevert continues to refine how virtual machine workloads are orchestrated within Kubernetes clusters. The latest round of enhancements simplifies resource management, letting administrators granularly control the number of concurrently running virtual machine instances. These improvements are bolstered by performance tweaks that aim to keep memory usage lean, an especially attractive prospect for high-density deployments. The Kubevert project continues to invite input from the open-source community, ensuring ongoing innovation and resilience alongside real-world feedback from users. Meanwhile, Lima version 2.1 arrives with notable upgrades for developers who use macOS and FreeBSD as their daily drivers. Key improvements include expanded support for running isolated virtual machines and performance enhancements designed with AI safety in mind. Lima's iterative releases help lower the friction for developers to safely and effectively run mixed environments on their desktops or laptops. Node.js, a backbone for countless web apps and services, received security updates targeting vulnerabilities present in several of its actively maintained versions. The maintainers strongly encourage users to upgrade to the latest patches, as these releases improve both security posture and performance for node-hosted workloads. Developers should remember, staying up to date with dependency trees is an ongoing process and a crucial part of reducing attack surfaces over time. In the CPU world, ARM has unveiled its first data center chip, the AGI CPU, developed specially for agentic AI workloads with some major industry partners. Co-developed with Meta and relying on TSMC's advanced fabrication, the AGI leverages a dual chiplet architecture optimized for complex AI data flows. This launch further accelerates the trend towards custom silicon in AI, signaling a new era for data center performance and flexibility. Elsewhere, AMD and CIQ are collaborating to roll out AMD-optimized versions of the Rocky Linux operating system. These versions integrate the ROCm software stack, targeting high performance and seamless deployment of AMD hardware in data centers, especially for AI and HPC workloads. The partnership highlights how hardware-software integration is becoming key to squeezing the most from new data center platforms. On the community front, the GNOME Foundation, after its GNOME 50 release, has launched a fellowship program to fund core areas like accessibility and developer tools. Annual fellowships are awarded in the range of $70,000 to $100,000, reinforcing the foundation's commitment to supporting long-term contributors and sustainability. By investing back into its community, GNOME aims to ensure reliable, inclusive, and forward-looking software development for years to come. Meanwhile, security operations are set for a transformation with the Open Cybersecurity Schema Framework, or OCSF, which has just joined the Linux Foundation. OCSF's recognition from the International Telecommunication Union brings it closer to becoming a globally ratified standard, with over 1,200 contributors now advancing its mission. The aim is to enable better data interoperability, allowing for smarter AI and machine learning implementations in threat detection, lightweight response automation, and workflow integration. Its adoption has the potential to shorten response times, amplify detection capabilities, and make life easier for overextended cyber teams protecting complex interconnected systems. In summary, what we're seeing is an industry deeply committed to advancing security, operational excellence, and high-performance tooling across both hardware and software domains. The current pace of development, fueled by cross-project collaboration and timely engagement with industry standards, tells a story of growth responsive to both opportunity and adversity. Whether you're running infrastructure, developing next-gen applications, or simply following the latest on open source, now's a crucial time to stay involved and contribute where you can. With initiatives like the GNOME Fellowships, OCSF standards push, and continuous advances in kernel and platform security, there's much to look forward to. As always, it's worth emphasizing how vital community-driven progress is in shaping a secure, efficient, and innovative technology landscape. Thanks for listening.